Welcome to Politically Crowded. I'm Tony Heath, as your host. Let me quickly introduce our panel. To my left is Erin Rowley, president of Pride.
Hi.
To her left is Gary Melendi. He's a public relations, because spokesperson really sounds wide open, but for Role Players Association.
What's up?
And he's on program board.
Yeah,
lost my
program board,
blah. Obviously, he doesn't seem to be sticking around if he's in blah already. To his left is Nate Obroz, Senate UP representative.
Howdy.
And to my right is Jeremy Hudgens, Duck DJ, and this show's personal fanboy.
Whatever, dude, you ask me. It's not like I come sniffing you out. You're like, oh, Jeremy, come be on my show.
It's only because you're comic relief, and it's great. Okay.
I'm going to kill you, Tony.
I'm gonna switch things around a little bit.
Tony is a dad. He's got that recorded.
Hey, there's intent now.
I actually had some pretty good reviews from Jeff, our program director.
Oh, yes.
Nate is effing hilarious.
Well, duh.
That's what was said.
Okay. So, Nate, you must keep up your comedy goal for this episode.
I'll try.
You need somebody to call Nate and make a date. Remember? Call Nate. Make a date.
Okay, so, Michelle Kwan, basically, I guess she had a groin injury, leaves the Olympics team for figure skating.
Wait a second, though. Didn't she just do trials to...
No, she skipped the trials.
No. She had to go through a 3-judge panel and get back in.
I swear she said she skipped them because they believed that she was going to bring them gold.
What I thought I heard she say was she was warming up, like practicing, on a regular ice rink, and she felt that she wasn't going to be able to do 100% in front of the 3 judges to get into the Olympics, but she just dropped out.
Yeah, because she couldn't perform a triple Lundy, or whatever it's called.
She had an injury?
Yeah, she had an injury, and apparently by practicing she made it worse, so she had to drop. Basically...
Did you say, like, groin injuries are a big deal if you're a skater, you can really injure yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the girl who actually was in third seat, that she pushed out into an alternative position, very angry, and was in America when the Olympics started.
Emily Hughes.
Yeah, they couldn't find her. So basically, last I heard, she was still MIA, and the trials were this weekend, so...
Now it started.
Yeah, so it may just be a little bit of an alley if she didn't make it back there. I believe it was that she was in New York during the blizzard this weekend, and they could not find her for the life of them. I don't know, power was out or something.
That is what I heard, too, that Emily was in New York. So it's probably took a few days for her to get up there and provided that there aren't any more snowstorms or anything like that in New York.
Yeah.
Hey, anyone see photos of that snowstorm? I saw this morning on the internet a picture of a dog who literally was submerged right up to his ears in snow.
Yeah, watch, it was a miniature poodle.
No, actually, it was a pretty well-sized dog.
Oh, I hate to be homeless in New York right now.
Oh, yeah, what is it? The 1978 blizzards, what the pictures reflected. It was 26 and a half inches of snow in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty steady snowfall there.
we got our first killer snow this past week.
Yeah, last Wednesday. Yeah, exactly.
Of course, emptied out the whole campus.
Yeah, exactly.
Campus was closed around 3:30, and
everyone was out by 4:30.
I left around 4:00. There was there were 4 car accidents in front of the college here.
Wow.
And
because people don't know how to drive when they see snow.
Apparently, and traffic.
When they see snow, it's just as if they see nothing but invisibleness, and they go, yay, pretty dante.
Traffic was diverted towards the back roads into North Ridgeville, and I'm driving North Ridgeville, and I'd swear up and down that I was driving a vehicle with front-wheel drive, but I wasn't. I didn't know. So I hit a patch of ice, and steering like I normally would with my truck, I was driving a van with rear-wheel drive, my truck having front-wheel drive, and I ended up in a ditch. It was fun.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So, you ever see that commercial where this guy is digging with a hubcap out of the snow? And I'm thinking to myself, where's that cop now? Because I can sure use a pull out of this ditch.
I was concerned that I'd have to take one of these chairs out into the parking lot to dig myself into my car. because the parking lots really were not shoveled at all.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And to tell you the truth, it didn't take that long to actually get out of the parking lot. It actually took about half a minute. It took about half an hour to actually get myself out of the campus.
Exactly. The car kids are.
There were cars lined up everywhere.
I actually didn't have a problem getting out of the campus.
You must have left earlier.
Yeah,
or something.
We left as soon as they called. We left and we went and got something to eat, and then we all went home.
Yeah, I didn't have the luxury. I had to still do my job. Mm-hmm. Stupid job.
Anyways,
back to topic. So she quits. They can't find this girl. I don't know if they found her yet. And I found it interesting because it is such a slap in the face. These three girls work their butts off. And then Michelle Kwan decides that, like, the last minute she wants back in just not to go.
Yes. Well, maybe she thought she could go.
She
shouldn't have been able to give in. She basically skipped a whole lot of practices and whatnot. She shouldn't have been able to give that. She shouldn't have been able to.
In all reality.
I find it really disappointing that she's not doing it, because I was looking forward to seeing her, actually.
Well, I understand that she has the potential of winning gold, but I was disappointed in the fact that they allow somebody to just cut in the line.
She's been doing this for a long time.
It's seniority,
man. Yeah. And she really should have been in the 94 winner games if it wasn't for the fact that Tonya Harding hired several goons to take a knee on Nancy Kerrigan. She got in because Nat Kerrigan got in because of a medical lie, which that would escape me as I was reading about until I read the sports page back on Sunday. So yeah, because Tonya Harding, the trailer trash girl that she is, and hiring a goon, whack.
Yeah, because her boxing career really didn't take off.
Yeah.
Well, that was before a boxing career.
Oh, I know, but, afterwards...
But if she's got a groin, so that's something she's got to take care of.
Where exactly is the groin, I asked the nursing student?
Don't ask the nursing student.
Well, see,
you don't know where your groin is.
I have a fair idea. It's somewhere around my junk, but...
It's this muscle right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in your leg right now.
Yeah, if you're really aggravated, you can't move.
Yeah, if you really... You know, that's one of those things that if you're a skater, you don't want to mess with.
Oh, and then you have no, like, leg control or anything. Okay.
Exactly. She could give herself permanent damage if she doesn't take care of it. I only know this because I watched some skating shows with my grandpa.
We all know what you're looking at. It's all good.
So that is why guys watch the skating. That's the only reason why they would even watch it, just for that.
Guys are lesbians.
Yeah.
I am a lesbian, and I watch it for the skating.
I like our Playboy for the article.
So me and Aaron have something in common. We both are lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, every guy...
I love women. I'm a lesbian.
No. I'm a lesbian. I love women.
Not every guy's a lesbian, but because some guys are gay.
Or bi.
Or bi.
Okay, so we'll move to the next topic. Saddam pitches a bitch in court, is what it's called.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, constantly. I'm to the point now where I'm sick of hearing it.
Didn't we talk about this last episode, like two episodes ago?
We may have, but he's done it again. During
you know what? The man is guilty. Send him away.
What did you tell me? We said it last episode.
You know what? He's just prolonging the process because he knows they're going to find him guilty no matter what.
But he did it again. Yeah, we did talk about it before.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the frame of mind. I finally got to see a picture of the court. Basically, all the people in the audience are behind mirrored glass windows, so Saddam and his friends can't see them.
Oh, is this the one you're seeing?
Oh, yeah, this is
the Time article you're talking about?
Yeah, so it says Saddam's trial behind the scenes. It's Times, issue of Times from, hold on
the
one second.
The
13th. The 13th of this month.
Today's issue of Time.
I wonder if douchebag from the jail, let him see and have fun.
I wonder if Saddam is the first person Bush would call him. I wonder if Saddam is taking a cue from Slobodan Milosevic, because I guess this trial's in its fifth year. And that makes the OJ look like a Romper Room episode.
Yeah, because they expected Saddam trial to have been over months ago.
I think the only reason why they want to do this is to say, I guess they want to make sure that, that there's a good example of fair and equitable justice, but this is starting to look really stupid.
You see, now...
I would really want to say...
Well, he's guilty, so he's just prolonging the process.
Well, the law has it, since they based their law off a mix of American and Parliament.
And just throw his butt in jail?
What they should do is put a closed-circuit television in another room, lock him and his friends in it so they can't hear him in the court. As long as he's able to see the court proceedings and interact without actually having to be there, he's able to do it. It's been done in other court cases, at least in America. I mean, he really does not have to be in the courtroom.
Okay, my whole view on that is just find him guilty, from the jail.
Yeah, but they have to go through the court proceeding. They can't just find him guilty.
They might as well just, they'd be him and turn him.
Give him his fair trial, I guess.
They have to give him a fair trial.
I think it's just a clue to
send him right. Let him meet Bubba, and we'll just call it.
Let him meet Bubba. I love
it. Yeah.
Let him meet Bubba. Bubba will send his American way.
Take him to the shower.
It's not an American trial. They're trying themselves. It's not an American trial.
Yeah, that was.
He has no right to do that.
Yeah, that was said him say 3 words. He doesn't want to hear our weapons of mass destruction. There, hey, bend over.
Hey Saddam, I got a Patriot missile for you. Okay.
Yeah.
But, what a bum ching.
You know what? When Michael Jackson was on trial, and he would arrive at court in his pajamas.
But he would have appreciated a Patriot missile.
Yeah, I mean, this is... But then again, he was showing very irresponsible behavior.
Well, he's eccentric, though.
Yeah, he's
eccentric. So that's just nuts.
But he's a Grammy winner.
Okay, but look, though.
Thriller.
Saddam hits the jail floor. Everyone would be like, ooh, fresh meat, Mexican style.
He's not Mexican.
He's not Mexican.
Whatever, Mexican. Cuban,
reach around, whatever.
He's
Iraqi, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever.
He's thinking of Fidel Castro or something.
Yeah, I
foreign.
Castro or Chavez or...
foreign policy and government to know what's going on in the world because it's going to affect you.
What they need to do is, just like what we had said, is they need to keep him keep him in jail. Just put you a webcam or a TV in there. And put his end on mute,
exactly.
So that if he bitches and complains, nobody will hear it, but he's going to hear everything that the court says.
Why haven't they found him in contempt of court yet? Because obviously he's causing problems.
Well, then he's just basically prolonging the trial even further.
I don't know.
He's not afraid of jail.
How about Duck Radio? Donating our old webcam.
Well, it's broke.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
See?
Okay, move on.
No, it's not a slam, Jeff, okay? It's a good way to make some extra money.
Okay, with your whole thing with his end on mute, just give him nothing to bitch about. Well, I didn't have my right to say anything.
Yeah, well...
Well, there's a time when he's supposed to be able to talk. There's a time he's got to let other people talk. Obviously not letting the other people do their talking.
Or talk duct tape. Or don't tell him what
thought. How would you feel if you were on a trial and put duct tape on you?
I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So? Wait, mommy.
Because you'd be able to charge if they screwed up your trial and you'd get free.
Aaron, hey, you need duct tape to play mommy.
Let's do that one.
Okay, get Roger
for that one.
Ew.
And his kids, too.
Okay, so the next topic is we're going to kill a Saddam thing.
Yeah, let's move on.
I object! I'm pumping my fist like Saddam did in that.
China has demanded that Google filter itself for Chinese audiences.
Filter what?
Filter the content. You know.
So if I'm in China and I try to look up porn, they won't.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, they didn't let them show Memoirs of a Geisha there because they didn't want to inflame anti-sentiment against Japanese.
What?
They were not allowed to show Memoirs of a Geisha. They're doing a lot of censorship in China. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know,
that's not true, because I was watching Red Duck 20 yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I read it
in
a magazine.
Well,
and I saw this that they found on the internet, and I showed it.
Mm.
Yeah, but, I mean, in China. But, you know, it's getting in the black market and stuff, the Memoirs of a Geisha.
Kind of like that politician in the Year of Big Brother. How he had to wear leotards and lap milk from a, from a little pan.
Because we all know China's the best democracy in the world.
By the way, was not an opponent of the Iraqi war.
Well, I'm just saying that it was on a Japanese game show.
Japan is democracy. We're talking China,
a communist state.
And both Google and Yahoo have come under tremendous fire, and rightfully so. Especially Yahoo, because if you type in there were two instances of people that were arrested in China for typing some stuff in the Yahoo search engine. And the people there, the editors there at Yahoo, reported them over to the authorities.
Wow.
So let's see, if you typed in Tiananmen Square, mm-hmm. which of course most people know here, back in 1989 there was a freedom demonstration in Tiananmen Square that was squashed by the Chinese, and people were either incarcerated or they were murdered in public. It was very violent.
Very violent.
And it's the iconic picture of a guy. I mean, this is supposed to be like, the picture in Time is supposed to be the guy standing right in front of a tank.
With the muzzle being a monitor and the guy holding a mouse on the keyboard.
Yeah. But, I mean, literally, the guy was like about 2 feet away from it. And I barely remember seeing highlights of that whole thing there. I mean, they even made, like, my Statue of Liberties,
too. Like 13 that I could care less.
But if you type in TMN on Google, they won't allow it. I mean,
how do you look for, like, oh, I'm going to go to Tiananmen Square to go buy some goodies at the store? No, you can't because it's banned, you know.
Okay, no, I'm sorry, but...
Well, it says right here, when Western web surfers search for images of Tiananmen on Google, they get row upon row of tanks, the indelible aftermath of the tragedy of 1989. Do the same search here in China, you get a snapshot of U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos M. Gutierrez and his wife posing in Tiananmen Square on a public relations trip.
Oh, okay. I see how they're censoring it. They don't want to show the BS.
Yeah, they don't want to show anything that makes them look bad.
Well, okay, that's a little understandable because they're in a communist thing. Yeah. Now, it sucks if they have to do a report.
But is this really communism at work, then?
I don't know.
Karl Marx's view of communism?
Well, no, it's not bastardized,
definitely
not. Run, Gary, run.
It was bastardized a long time ago.
I know. Gary got something to say, though.
But maybe they just... seems like a little bit more of understandable. Maybe they just don't want to show the war part of it. They want to show it as
their great...
A nice square, or as a place you want to visit.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
True.
Gary, speak.
But, okay. To censor the internet, what is the internet mostly used for, Jay?
Most people
use it for...
Pornography.
Thank you. Even though
8% of Google searches, according to the Google founder, are for porn.
Okay, majority of people in today's society use it to whack off or an easy way to...
Actually, they're starting to say more women than men now.
I don't use it to whack off.
More women than men.
You want the Clorox candy wipes?
No. Yeah.
They're disinfecting.
And
it'll make you smell lemmy fresh.
Yeah, that would be suspicious.
Where it matters the most.
They're starting to say that more women than men
another
are...
Another way of flavored condoms, huh?
Wow.
Oh, the raspberry's awesome.
Anthony would know this, huh?
Because I can bend myself to, you know...
Wow,
really?
Can we see that?
I can also put my feet behind my head and stuff.
Oh, wow, he can really do it. You can
Anyways,
just let everybody know, Jeremy's face right now is completely priceless.
In your flannel, no less.
It's
double granite rocks. Okay, so we'll move on to the next topic, which is also related.
Jeremy's about to throw up. Nate's just looking at a magazine.
If you're going to spew into this.
Aaron is getting hot over here for Anthony all of a sudden. And Anthony's face is about to...
Don't need the commentary now. That's my job.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Taking my gerb. Okay,
Anthony's the host.
We're gonna go on the MySpace now.
Relationship at this point.
Shit, MySpace is blown up.
Actually, I just got a MySpace over the weekend.
I don't think MySpace is a good idea, but here, basically, schools are now banning MySpace from being accessed from schools.
Really?
Yeah, Lawrence City schools, you can't get MySpace anymore.
Why? Because
they banned them.
Well, you're supposed to be. I think they want you. If you're on the site, you need to be 14 or older.
Well, this is school system individually.
18 now.
You can't even.
Wait,
18?
They didn't ask me my age. Oh, well, but I said I was born in 1980.
So what about the people that have it that 18?
They're starting to flush all the people out.
Basically, they're expiring accounts, and basically, MySpace has turned from a blog to basically their personal porn websites. Basically, here's a big complaint from schools. People's profiles, they don't even monitor this, apparently. People's profiles of nudity pop up if you're looking for random persons.
I love MySpace. I really do. It's a great way to meet a lot of people.
I haven't really explored it yet, so I can't
It's a great way to meet a lot of people around the area.